what's up, everyone? Welcome to the 100 Grand MRS podcast. My name is Thomas. I'm your host, and this is episode number 28. I'm joined as usual by Jesse of noonediesforever.word. Oh no,
no,
just noonediesforever.com.
I don't you forget it.
Yeah, Jesse, how's it going, man?
Great.
Jesse, let me ask you a serious question.
My favorite type of question.
On a scale of 1 to terrible, how terrible was that intro just now?
Is 1 worse or is terrible worse?
I think you know.
I'm going to go with terrible.
Yep, that was pretty shitty.
Minimum, yeah.
Well,
it's the anti-climax that really gets you.
Our producer Dan put it together, and he did a shitty job.
Who?
No. All right, well, anyways, hey, everyone, welcome to the show. This is a very unique episode because we're going to be discussing some new rap songs, you know? Usually we just shoot the breeze and BS around.
Fuck that.
But just like we did the episode before last, it's going to be structured so that we're going to discuss a handful of new songs one at a time. And you can listen to just what we have to say about a given song, or you can download the whole podcast and listen to us discuss all the songs. It's really your choice, you know. We're all about giving people options here, right?
It's like if you're on the go, it's like a little Go-Gurt or something. You're on the go, exactly. You only have time for one song at a time.
Yeah.
Just grab it on the go.
Yeah, I like to think of the show as the Go-Gurt of podcasts.
I think that's a great...
tagline?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's also kind of like Burger King in that you can have it your way, you know? Right? It's like, hold the tomatoes, or... I don't want to hear about that new Ampuccino song, you know?
I invented a cool new comedic persona with my friend the other weekend. It's the guy who's always on the go. And that's, he just keeps saying, I'm always on the go! He never has time for anything.
Right. Like, is there more to it?
Nah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. Feel free to take that and do what you will with it, listener. You fan art or whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah, send in your fan art.
Yeah.
To 100grandonmywrist@gmail.com of comedic guy on the go.
We've been getting some great stuff for MC Conscious Thought. And, and guy who loves coffee.
Did your friend say anything about the guy who loves coffee?
No. I'm sure he has something to say. You know, it was a short email.
You like the guy who likes coffee?
Yeah, he's my favorite. Probably.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. We're actually drinking coffee right now, so should we like sip loudly?
All podcasters drink coffee. Yeah, let's do it. All
right, hold on. Let me
have a little sip.
Grab my cup. All right, we're gonna sip loudly into the microphone. Here we go. Now you have to say something pretentious about it. Full bodied. Robust.
Ah, fuck, you took both of my adjectives. Fair trade.
Oh, fair trade, organic. Alright, that's all we have. Alright, well, anyways.
Did you put a little pesticide in mine?
Hold on.
I'm holding it in the pretentious way. Too.
I can taste how the coffee bean workers were treated in a respectful manner. It just tastes better, you know? Yeah. Well, anyways, Jesse, so we have a handful of new songs to listen to, and the way this works usually is I find some songs on the internet, and then I email them to you the day of or day before, and I say, hey, Jesse, we're going to talk about these songs. Listen to them. And then you tell me your opinion, and I tell you my opinion. And that's basically how it works, right? Anything else to say there?
It's a good method, no.
Yeah.
That was even a little too behind the curtain, I think, maybe.
So, there's another pair of bloggers, music bloggers, that do something somewhat similar that kind of...
What?
Sort of gave me this idea, but the thing that they do is, well, first of all, they write about, like, rock and metal and stuff. The thing they do is they send each other blank MP3s, like stripped of any sort of like title or anything like that. So then they're hearing music like with no context, like they have no idea like who these artists are. And it's like rock music is such like a broad genre that they're like, oh, and then they type up their reaction like, oh, this kind of sounds like this, but sort of like this. Is this from the 90s? I don't even know. Da-da-da.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you don't even know what era.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think it doesn't really pay off that much, that no. that concept, because it's a lot of them being like, oh, is this this? I don't know what this is, because music, you need context, you know?
Maybe you do.
You want to see that, oh, the lead singer is a pretty boy. I get where they're coming from, you know? Or like, oh, this band's from 1993. That's why the production sounds terrible. Or
yeah, but aren't there bands you think you'd like, but then you find out they're super attractive and you like them less, you know?
Like, yeah.
Like Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies? All the Ripley, sexy, chiseled jaw men of Bare Naked Ladies?
Chiseled jaw is just the word to describe them.
Yeah. Oh, I know that feeling well. All right. Well, anyways, Jesse, why don't we get into the first song?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So, hey, why don't you take...
give me some context.
Hey, listener, why don't you come along an audio journey with us now and sit back, put on your seatbelt, brew up a nice, cool cup of coffee.
Yeah, play the coffee drinking game along with us.
Yeah, how do you play that game?
Every time we take a loud sip of coffee, you drink a cup of coffee.
Great.
So one so far.
Right. It's a really fun game.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. All right, so sit back, relax, and enjoy, and let's get to the first song. All right, Jesse. So our first song is from Joe Blow off his new album, titled MOB2, Mob 2, The Real Mob.
All right, and what's Mob stand for?
Money over babes.
Okay. Hey, nothing over babes, man.
Nothing over babes for me. Puts on sunglasses.
It goes babes, money, bitches. in descending order.
Well, anyway, so Joe Blow has a new album, and this particular song, of course, caught my attention because it features all of the Mob figures, my favorite rap group of all time. Getting all five of them on a song together at the same time is very rare, you know? So yeah. Here we are.
Impressive. It's just Mob figures, right? Not the Mob figures? What's the deal with that?
I think it's technically just Mob figures, but you can't just say it's okay to add the.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you listen to Joe Blow's verse here, and if you take a shot every time he says the word gas,
he does say gas a lot. Well, you know what I like though is at the end of this verse where he says something like, "Don't play with me, ho." He says it like hala.
He adds,
"Don't play with me, ho. Play with your kids."
He adds some Jewish phlegm.
Yeah, it really works though. It's just the right amount.
Oh, I want to hear it now. Unfortunately, the listeners will all be dead because they'll be taking shots every single time he says gas. So
yeah, that's right. They're all be blacked out. Plus all the coffee they're drinking.
Oh, we just missed it. Fuck. Oh, shit. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Alright, so Joe Blow's verse is okay.
It's okay, yeah.
Now we're on to Lazy Jacka.
Yep.
Who just sounds lazy.
It just sucks with Mob figures too, especially because they sound so ferocious when you listen to their release. They're so fucking excited and hyped up and shit. They're ready to go punch someone in the face.
Right. And now listen to Jacka's energy level. I mean, come on, Jacka. Wake up! I mean, it sounds, again, I've said this before about Jacka versus, it sounds like someone just woke him up and then stuck a microphone in his face.
He's Jacka! Not even leaning forward.
Yeah. Jacka, you need to rap right now. And he's like, alright.
Tilt his head up.
Shooting off that steel, smoking kish. Yeah. And,
I don't know. I think I also don't like the Mob figures over like Chipmunk Soul. I guess this isn't Chipmunk Soul. It's not that sped up. But over this type or whatever.
You don't like them singing over this type of beat?
Nah, I want like a...
You want a hard beat?
Yeah.
I think the beat is fine.
I don't know. I'm getting tired of all I have to say after all. Getting a little tired of the fucking high-pitched singing after all this time.
I so now Ryder J. Clyde is rapping, and I like his verse here. He sounds he sounds a little sinister, you know? He has a little, I don't know, a little bite to his raps, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Freddie J. Clyde has had a horrible life, filled with depression and sadness. And
right, we've been like over that, all his partners dying and all that.
Yeah. And I feel like it's reflected in his raps. And now we're here on to FedEx, which is another very lazy rap.
Yeah.
Like, FedEx, what are you doing, man? This is the worst. I fell in love, no lie. Pistol
in the knife, I keep them both on my side. Yeah, and then he just talks about Mac Dre a bunch. And,
yeah. It's hard and make sure they die. Yeah, I mean,
keeps a gun. Why do you even need a gun in a knife?
Yeah, that seems excessive. Why don't you just put what's it called? Oh, why don't you just have a bayonet?
Yeah,
bayonet. Idiot! Come on. Yeah, I think FedEx is, I don't know, man, a little bit of a weaker mob figure.
If real FedEx was this half-assed,
then I never get my dang packages.
Yeah.
Which is where I order my bayonet.
Yeah.
So here's...
I know, that's horrible. You can just buy a bayonet online and ship to your house.
You can buy anything
online. It's disgusting.
I heard something on the radio about how you can buy heroin pretty easily online.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, or the whole selling lean on Instagram market. That's
oh,
like a
yeah.
thing now, right?
Yeah. So now Hustla is rapping. And Hustla is, of course, freestyling nonsense.
Right. I don't know. I thought this wasn't as terrible as we've been seeing from Hustla. Maybe a slight cut. I mean, it's definitely not good.
But I feel like just write some words down, bro. Like, freestyle rapping can be, like, entertaining once through. But, like, when you freestyle rap, it has no replay value, you know? You might be mildly impressed that he was able to think of these words rhyming together right there on the spot.
Hustla going through his mental Rolodex.
Yeah, exactly.
Adjectives.
Yeah, it's the mob, bitch! We stupid! Yeah. And then I guess this is the chorus, because these lines were repeated at the beginning of the song. So I guess this is the chorus, but it's like... very strange because it's wedged in like at the very end and very beginning.
Yeah, this is a weird song.
Yeah, but we have AP9's verse now, which I would argue is the best verse on this song.
Ah.
Go figure, you know?
Yeah.
Because
yeah, that sounds great. Yeah,
he sounds very authoritative, you know?
He does.
Yeah, I wonder when this song was recorded, because the Mob Thing is, I don't know, they're all scattered, and I wonder if this is one of the songs that was done when they were together to record an album together in like 2009 or something like that, 2010, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So
they've all been through so much since then.
Yeah, I mean, I know they all live in like different places now, so.
Do they?
Yeah. AP9 lives in Las Vegas.
You know? Oh, right, right. He's doing his old scandalous thing over
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
That's why he sounds so hungry. He's still, I don't know, trying to see his moment in the sun.
Yeah.
He's trying to get that Vegas act, you know, that Wayne Newton money. AP9, you can go see him at the Tropicana.
Trying to get that
Saturday.
Carrot Top money. Yeah. If I were in Vegas, I'd pay to see AP9, you know? He could
definitely
do all of his number one hit signals.
Yeah, it's better than Cher or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, that's a very interesting song. I mean, it's over 6 minutes long, and I think the thing that strikes me about that song is like how uneven the verses from the Mob Figures are, because I feel like generally it's like you get a good Mob Figures song or you don't get a good Mob Figures song, but there they couldn't decide if it was going to be good or not.
Yeah,
so like I think
he
right
just snipped out some verses there, just kept the ones with oomph.
Yeah, I mean the song is over 6 minutes long, and I mean, I think it's great that all five Mob Figures were on the same song.
Mob Figures songs do run a little long, no matter what. I mean, they just don't
yeah.
have any
I mean, there's
songs.
Five rappers. How are you going to squeeze them all in?
Yeah.
Maybe if you did, like, three verses, but two rappers, like, did a verse together, and then one rapper had a verse of their own.
Yeah, it leads to a lot of conflict, though, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid reading the Wu-Tang manual and stuff, and he said, like, and You God's known as the guy who crams a lot of information into a short space. And I'm like, oh, that sounds a lot like the RZA's excuse to not give You God a lot of song time.
Yeah. Why were you reading the... You were really into Wu-Tang as a kid?
As in high school, yeah.
Yeah, the Wu-Tang manga.
When I went, I actually bought it when I went to go look at Humboldt University. The tour of Humboldt University.
That makes sense.
I picked up Wu-Tang Manual and just read the shit out of it for a little while.
Yeah. I think most rap fans have a little Wu-Tang phase in there, you know?
Yeah. At some point in your life, just the coolest shit there could possibly be.
Yeah.
I was really into, like, fucking kung fu shit at the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The sad thing is the people that are still in a Wu-Tang phase in 2014.
Right, it's gotta be really depressing to still kind of believe it just be...
Oh, Raekwon came out with a new song! Let me check it out! Oh, no, it sounds like ass.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so yeah, there's a Mob Figgis song. Very uneven, good verse from Reggie Clyde and AP9 in my opinion.
Yeah, who knew that those two would have the best verses.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of odd. I think people oftentimes think of AP9 as one of the weaker members of the Mob Figgis, and that certainly can be true, but AP9 has put out some great songs in his time.
Yeah, The Grinch or whatever, that song's tight.
Oh, yeah, one of my favorite songs of all time. And
yeah.
He's very prolific, you know, he's put out tons of albums, which is more than most of the Mob Figgis can say.
Right, all while becoming an Instagram hero in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure... I wonder if AP9 is still riding that bubble of, you know, having had sex with Ice-T's wife.
Yeah, was it confirmed that they actually had
sex? Yeah, 100%.
Oh, man. So, what a great story. Oh, right, because she apologized and everything. And
yeah.
They had a phone conference, an emotional phone. That's it, because Ice-T seems like a good guy. I was kind of saying, but,
yeah. I don't think she's a very good person to stay with, because she was pretty out in the open with...
She was.
You know?
Her apology wasn't very good either.
Yeah, yeah. And this has been your latest Bay Area hot gossip.
Yeah, from a little while ago.
Yeah. What if we had a TV show that was just like gossip about Bay Area rappers?
Oh, that'd be great.
No, it'd be depressing. It would be like, guess who violated probation? It would be very unglamorous and sad. But anyways, all right. Well, anyways, and by the way, that Joe Blow album.
All right, a lot of great features on there. So I didn't listen to it, but a lot of great.
It's a pretty good album. I heard some people on Twitter complaining about like the mastering of the album, and like Joe Blow's albums tend to be like really poorly mixed and mastered, and I guess this one is no exception. But I mean, when I'm listening to it on my shitty headphones, it's gonna sound like ass anyways. So.
There you go.
But Joe Blow's new album is actually quite good, and I had kind of lost a little bit of interest in Joe Blow. Like, I feel like I was hearing the same thing over and over again from him. But I feel like his new album, I'm interested again. I enjoyed it. It had some great songs, and we'll get to more Joe Blow maybe next episode, because we have more rap music to get into.
Yes.
All right, so let's move on to the next song. All right, so this next song we have is by a rapper named Jack Trades with a Z at the end. Not a strong rap name, but...
not at all.
That's okay, because...
He offers you a trade, but then he just jacks your shit.
Yeah. Real dick move, Jack Trades.
Yeah.
And
I wish I hadn't said that.
Name of this song is Chirac. And Jack Trades is a rapper. This is the first time ever that a rapper has emailed me a song, and I'm actually now playing it on the podcast.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, congrats to Jack Trades.
Right on.
He's from Richmond, California, and I don't know, that's all I know. He did a song with Young Bari, who's like Roach Giggs' weed carrier.
No, okay.
So, but look, he's a good rapper.
Yeah, I know.
Let's listen in real quick. He's rapping about violent street stuff, which I always like.
I would have gone a little creepier with this song. With like the creepy bean shit, I would have liked to hear a little more like... getting a little more serial killer.
Yeah, I can see that. But I like this, you know, like, oh, people don't care about going to jail, and they'll shoot your face off. And
yeah,
he's rapping fast, and the beat is menacing. I mean, what's not to like, you know? So Jack Trades, I think he's a relatively new rapper out there in Richmond, California, and the song is like this song is only 2.5 minutes long, so it gets in, gets out.
Beautiful.
And I don't know what are your thoughts, Jesse?
Yeah, I like it. I was actually surprised too. I was like, this unknown ass rapper guy, this is gonna be on the less tolerable spectrum of Thomas songs. And then you're all surprised when he starts rapping, like, oh shit. Cool music video, they're all wearing creepy masks and shit, and driving around in a car.
I didn't watch the music video.
Oh, no?
I have a problem. I can't watch music videos. Like, I'll press play on a music video, and I'll watch the first 5 seconds, and I'm just like, okay, it's just dudes hanging out. And then, and then I start opening other tabs, and then, I don't know.
Fair enough. There's one of these songs that you brought today had a really bad, comically humorous.
Video?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know which one you're talking about. I didn't watch that music video either.
No?
So maybe I'll watch it for the first time when we play it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, there you go. Great work, Jack Trades. Go creepier, though. I say make go creepy.
There you go. I can tell he suffers a little bit, like, he doesn't have that much rapping experience, because I feel like his presence on the microphone is not quite there.
Right.
He's one of those rappers who, like, you know, has the rapping ability, but it's like, I don't really know how to describe it, but it's something that, like, people who just start rapping compared to, like, people who have been rapping for, like, decades, there's like a difference in like the quality of their voice or the way they deliver their lines, where it's like, I don't know, they just seem
more confident in your character and your persona.
Yeah, so I feel like I can hear that Jack Trades is not like a veteran rapper, but that's okay, you know? You gotta start somewhere. And if you keep rapping more, then you get more comfortable on the mic, and eventually you become overconfident with your rapping abilities and assume you can just freestyle every rap, and then you're a horrible rapper. A
lot of fun stuff coming up in his career.
Yeah,
sounds like he's trying to be a good rapper, at least, you know, which is good. That's you know, a lot of people don't even seem like they're trying, really.
Yeah, from good old Richmond, California. I don't think I've ever stepped foot in Richmond, California.
I spent a lot of time at the BART station there waiting for the bus.
Yeah, I guess I have been at that BART station.
It's voted nicest weather in California.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But the rest of it's not supposed to be that great of a place.
No, but the weather.
Okay. Well, that's all you need. Yeah, like, I live in the Bay Area, but there are parts of the Bay Area, like Pittsburgh and Richmond, where I just, like, have never stepped foot in because I don't have a reason to go there, you know?
And because all you hear is horrifying stories about how terribly violent it is.
Yeah, yeah. Not the most positive stuff. But you know, I should still go. We should go on a field trip to Richmond, California.
Yeah, so wear a t-shirt, man. Wear a t-shirt and khakis.
Yeah, maybe some sunglasses.
They have a yacht club, actually.
Do they really?
Yeah.
All right, it's something to strive for.
Yeah.
Jack Trades.
And a cool Green Party mayor or something, right?
Oh, I don't know.
They have some, I don't know, maybe that's a while ago, but they had some Green Party mayor.
Oh, good for them. They sound,
because no one's voting in Richmond, so if you can get four people
before
on board.
That, they actually had a Nazi mayor, and then
a cat mayor, and
then four other people were like, hey, wait a second, put in the Green Party guy.
It was the fascist party versus the Green Party.
Yeah, it was like four votes versus three. Yeah. Alright, well, let's move on to the next song. Alright, so next up, Jesse, we have a song that is off an album put out by The Mechanics, who are a production...
The Mechanics, right?
Yeah, exactly. A production duo. You probably know their work from Jay Stalin, in particular. I don't know. People in Livewire.
Alright.
I don't know. Tons of other people. So they just put out an album called Chop Shop 2, and there's a song off it called OMG, featuring Hustla, Parnell, and D-Lo.
You know who Parnell is, or?
I don't know who Parnell is, but I'll talk about him when we get this verse. So here we have a very post-hyphy beat.
Yeah, this sounds kind of a lot like Rims is Older Than Me. Rims is Older Than Me. Dude.
Yeah, it sounds like Tonka Boy's era Hustla.
Yeah, it's great. I like it.
Yeah, and Hustla sounds like he's rapping well.
I know. That's the craziest part. That's the thing to talk about in this song is Hustla's like kind of giving a shit, and it sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
You get a little taste of like listening to Hustla.
Yeah. Cool. He has a lot of energy on the mic, and he's having fun, and...
And he says something about toss your dick in the dirt. I like that part.
What's not to like?
Toss your dick in the dirt.
I mean, listen to it. You can't see a listener, but me and Jesse are bobbing our heads. Like a bunch of gays. Great chorus. Even though OMG is the hook, who cares? You know,
I like it. I like the hook.
Yeah.
It gets you excited in that way that great Hustla hooks do.
Yeah.
Where you start bobbing your head and doing stuff you don't normally do. Grabbing your t-shirt.
I've never done this before. Yeah. What's gotten into me?
Yeah.
So now
grabbing the straps of your backpack.
Yeah. Jesse's making some really weird dance motions.
I'm not that good of a dancer.
Neither am I. So now a guy named Parnell's rapping. He sounds really like Be Love to me. Like,
yeah.
This sounds like a Tonka Boys song.
Yeah, it really does.
Hustla and Be Love put out a duo album called Tonka Boys, and like,
was that album popular? Because my friend's girlfriend was over last weekend, and she I didn't know if she was like into rap or anything, but she saw the Tonka Boys CD, and she's like, Rims is Older Than Me, and she got all excited when we put it on and shit.
Yeah,
and my CD player, you can't move it forward in songs, so we had to listen to all the songs up to Rims is Older Than Me, and I was like, holy shit, this is great.
Isn't that the second song on the album?
No, it's like 6 or 7.
Oh, really?
You gotta listen to some boring phone skits and shit.
I think it was kind of a popular album because I remember going to like a Dimple Records when it was out, and there was like an end cap that was filled with Be Love and Hustla, so it was like featured CD, you know? It's not that great of an album.
No.
It's like half good songs, half like...
There's some great shit on it, yeah, but...
Yeah.
And so many dumb phone skits.
Yeah, there's some classics on there, but then there's just some, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
This sounds like it could have been on the album. And now D-Lo's rapping, good old D-Lo.
Yeah.
I think like the one thing about this album is... this song is that it really sounds like it's from like 2008, you know?
It sure does.
For better or worse, you know? I mean, maybe this is Hustla's sweet spot, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like maybe he doesn't really gel with what's popular with today's music, you know?
He doesn't, I don't think, really.
Maybe the post-hyphy era was his era, you know, and now that it's passed, he's lost, you know?
He just sounds great over that, like, little cowbell or whatever.
Yeah. Just give him a goofy, upbeat beat, and, you know, he'll rap about, I don't know, who knows what. Just
a lot of Turp making lefts in his car. And
yeah, driving around in his car, having sex with women, having a good time.
Yoking.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really...
That was really great to hear, though. It really... I think it might have actually put a smile on my face.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear that, Jesse. Yeah, I was positively delighted when I heard that song because...
That's the word.
I've been really down on Hustla. I really think he's a bad rapper now. And he used to be, like, my favorite rapper, you know?
Yeah.
But he's just been turning in lazy freestyles for the last, like...
the laziest.
The last, like, 3 years, which is a long time to be... you know, doing nothing but lazy freestyle.
It would take so little, too. If he just put in a little more effort, I think people would be cool with it, but it's just like...
Yeah, but then...
We don't want Hustla to say that much different shit. It's not like we want him to, like, do songs about complex topics and shit like that.
When is Hustla gonna get political?
Yeah, no one wants that.
Right.
He just has to put in a little more effort.
Right, I 100% agree, and I'm so happy that song exists, and the thing that I'm really curious about is I wonder when that song was recorded. Like, I wonder if that song was recorded recently, or it's something the Mechanics have been sitting on since, like, 2009 or something.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know if we're ever really going to find out the answer to that song.
They're pretty prolific, though, right? The Mechanics, they probably would put it out by now.
And they were definitely very prolific in that post-hyphy era, you know, I'm really blanking on a lot of like other rappers that they produce for outside of Livewire camp, but they've done shit for like everyone in the Bay Area. So I don't know who knows the history of that song, but I think we can agree that it's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
So, and actually that album, Chop Chop 2, is a pretty decent album. I've only given it like one spin through, so I don't have a solid opinion, but if you like Bay Area rap music, then I say give it a spin. It's got a lot of great features and interesting beats, so you know, there's some other enjoyable songs on there.
I'll give it a listen now.
Great. All right, let's move on to the next one. All right, so the last song was produced by The Mechanics, and this next song is produced by The Mechanics as well. In fact, it's an entire album produced by The Mechanics.
No,
By HD, rapper of the Bareface Gang. You're probably familiar with him.
Mm-hmm.
One of the bigger rappers in the Bay Area right now. And he just came out with a new album titled Bad Habits, Stuck in My Old Ways.
Wasn't he in jail or something?
I think he was in jail for a while. I don't really know the full story. But he just came out with a new album produced entirely by The Mechanics. And it's his best album in a while, I gotta say.
This song kicks ass.
I love this song.
It's good. Super, you'll find out why, listeners.
Super upbeat production, right?
Yes.
And I think
and he just sounds good over it. It works well for his style of rapping.
Yeah. I think, like, sometimes HD's music can get a little too, like, I don't know, a little too serious, you know?
Right. It's tough because that's sort of, like, it's cool his lack of, like, similes, you know? Like, sometimes rappers use way too much. That's why I just stopped listening to, like, Cousin Feek as much. I was just listening to him and I realized it's like every line is just a simile. But yeah, so
wait, it's, can you hold on a second while I look in a dictionary under simile?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Wow, I was an English major. But yeah, it's like sort of why you like him, but also it can get straightforward.
A bit repetitive. Let's listen to the chorus real quick. Is this the chorus? Oh, we missed it. Okay.
No, we did
miss it. We'll talk about it next time. Anyways,
A 100 rounds in my clip. That's the name of your website, right?
Right. 100. Listen, man. 100 rounds in my clip. Life's pretty okay. but yeah, HD and Joe Blow both came out with new albums, and I both had the feeling this year of kind of being like, I mean, they had some good songs over the years, but I kind of was like not that into them anymore, you know. But this new album from Joe Blow and HD has me reinvigorated, you know. I'm reinterested, you know.
Yeah.
They're both great albums, and the rest of this album by HD is really good, you know. I recommend you check it out, Jesse.
I'm gonna.
And I recommend you, the listener, check it out. So let's listen to the chorus. Life sucks, bitch. 100 grand on my wrist.
How about that?
What a coincidence. So there you go. I just like the fact that he has a line.
That's
that,
very exciting.
That is a reference to
how would you like it, listener, if you heard the name of your blog in a song? You'd fucking go nuts.
Yep. And actually HD has been interviewed for my website before.
That's right. You think it had an effect?
I don't know. Who knows? Probably just he's referring to the Young Jeezy song. You know.
Wait, what song is that?
The one where he says, 100 grand on my wrist, yeah, life sucks.
Oh, that's a Young Jeezy track, too?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's, wow. Dude, I should know this. I think it's like a Young Jeezy Akon song.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. But the reason why I caught on to that line is because it's sampled in a Messy Marv song.
Okay.
Yeah, have you heard the Messy Marv song before, 100 grand on my wrist?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, of course you have.
Yeah.
You're on the pod. Yeah. Well, so that's how I came to title my blog and podcast that, because it's a hilarious song by Messy Marv where he just basically talks shit about all of his friends. And then it ends with him doing an impression of an Indian, 7-Eleven clerk yelling at Messy Marv. And it's just a weird song. But anyways, back to HD. Nice and upbeat production, great rapping, mentioning 100 grand on my wrist,
everything you want,
everything you want. It's good to see HD out of jail. I guess he was. I'm 80% sure he was.
He was.
Okay.
I remember some free HD stuff on the internet, right? Okay. Like YouTube videos and stuff.
I mean, I tuned out for a little bit, and yeah, like I said before, I mean, I think his music can get a bit.
Well, that's why you get like 10 good HD songs on your iTunes and you just leave it at that, you know. You don't search out more because it's like they're sort of similar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think his music can get a bit redundant, but then when he breaks it up with songs that have beats like this that are a little more accessible and upbeat, it really spices things up and makes things enjoyable, you know?
Yeah.
So I hope to hear more HD over accessible beats in the future.
No.
Because I think he still has some good rhymes left in him, and I think he has definitely not reached too wide of an audience, you know. His music is still very insular gangster.
He's not the type
music
of dude who's gonna like cross over it.
Yeah. I guess he's not really that friendly of a guy, you know. He's probably seen horrible things in his lifetime.
And right, that too.
He can't be, like, schmoozing with, like, suburban teenagers. Like, hey, guys, check out my music, you know. So I just, you know, I don't know how far that can get you being a dark street rapper. But I wish him the best, and I know some lighter beats will do him good, you know.
Yeah, maybe that's a secret.
Maybe it is. All right, well, let's move on to the next one. All right, so the next song we have is from Cleveland rapper Showboat, and it's titled Fresh Ye. And it's the title track off a mixtape he just came out.
And a clothing company?
Yeah, a mixtape promoting his clothing company, Fresh Ye. I guess the clothing company, the mixtape, and the song are all titled Fresh Ye. So I don't know.
Those t-shirts are pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, a doughboy holding money. That's very original.
Yeah, not very original, but yeah, they look fine.
So under Jesse's suggestion, I'm now watching the music video for the first time. I'm, like I said before, I'm really bad about watching music videos. I open a new tab within 10 seconds because they're never doing anything different, you know.
I think that's what most people are doing these days.
Yeah. But visuals aside, this is some great rapping, in my opinion.
You think so? I liked it at first, and then I didn't like it as much the second and third time I listened to it.
The thing about Showboat, and particularly on this song, I don't know the like official term for it, is that he really jams his rhymes in. Like, he's rhyming... He's rhyming words together like a bunch of rhymes back to back, like in a car with a jar in the tar, blah blah blah, you know.
Right,
like,
right.
And it sounds nice, you know. I don't know, I find this song to be very listenable, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you can kind of get into it, but I was just relieved that it wasn't a Chipmunk Soul track at first, and then I was like, yeah, but then, no, it wasn't. Sounds like he's kind of trying to sound like OJ the Juice Man, kind of, from back in the day, right?
I think this is...
Doesn't he sound kind of like OJ the Juice Man?
I think Showboat definitely has a noticeable, a tangible Southern vibe to his raps, you know?
Yeah.
But he is from Cleveland, Ohio, which is unfortunate for him, because I don't think there's any sort of scene to support him, you know.
No,
I really think Showboat is a great rapper, and some of the raps that I get into, like some of the Akron rappers, I get it why other people don't like it, you know. I get it, like K-Jizzle, for example, is an Akron rapper I like a lot, but
yeah,
I totally,
not everyone likes being depressed as you,
right?
So
I totally understand why other people are not into it, because, you know, it's dark and it's not particularly catchy or whatever. But Showboat is a rapper that I don't understand why more people don't like him.
Yeah, I could see how he could get popular. I could see him being popular if he wasn't from Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the problem. He doesn't have a rap scene to support himself, you know. And I mean, I think he's kind of aligned himself with Akron and Kansas City and the Bay Area, but...
That's no big help.
I mean, you know...
Maybe getting to the hundreds of views on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean... I don't know. I just think in some alternate universe, if he was born in Atlanta, he'd be like a number one rap
Showboat
superstar.
Even sounds like a name of a rapper that would be like popular, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, Showboat's one of those rappers that I'm like, I'm baffled as to why he's not more popular. And I find that song very listenable, very enjoyable.
Fresh, yeah.
Fresh, yeah.
Those kind of get stuck in your head a little bit.
I listened to it like 4 times today, and I was just like, I think I want to hear that again, you know?
I don't know, I'm going back and forth now. Now I feel like I kind of like it again.
Good, I'm glad that my opinion has swayed you.
I don't want me back over.
In the correct direction. So
it's not up there with that HD song, though, or the one where Hustle sounds, or OMG.
Right, okay, all right.
Not in the same class
so
as those
it's behind those two, that's yeah. Fair. Yeah, and that's another short song. I appreciate the fact that it's under 3 minutes, and... I don't know, Showboat, he keeps making great music, and his rhymes always sound effortless, and yeah, he's got a little rap label of his own going called MacTown, and there's some good rappers on it, and there's a white female rapper who seems pretty terrible at rapping.
Miss Ashley?
Yeah, Miss Ashley.
That's no good. Is she a guidance counselor?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she looks kind of like a tranny, kind of.
I don't know. She just looks unpleasant. Like, she's not living a good life. But let's not talk shit about...
Yeah, she looks like she's seen some dark shit in her day.
Let's not talk shit about no-name rappers.
Well, maybe Cleveland will be added to the... You think it could be added to the 100 grand on my wrist list of depressing cities, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's already there.
Oh, okay.
Because I think Showboat's the only rapper.
Right, you've already been talking about Showboat, so yeah.
He's the only rapper in Cleveland. And,
who the fuck else is ever... Yeah.
But his music is not dark and depressing like all of Akron's and some of Kansas City's, you know? So, I don't know. It'd be interesting to hear Showboat try and embrace the darker side of whatever street life. But I don't know.
Plenty of darkness in Cleveland to talk about.
I'm pretty sure, you know. You could talk about how much the Browns suck. That's pretty depressing. I mean, they haven't been in the playoffs since
sitting in my room looking at the TV. Browns getting shut out.
Do you guys remember when we drafted Tim Couch? That was depressing. Brandon Whedon? Really? He's no starting QB.
What the fuck is a QB?
just you guys know what you were talking about. What do you think about the Browns drafting Johnny Manziel, Jesse?
Oh, cool. I like the cut of that guy's jib.
Yeah.
From what I can tell.
Yeah. Best of luck to the Browns.
I like obnoxious athletes, you know. I love it.
Yeah. I think that's maybe why you're having trouble getting into baseball, because there's not enough obnoxious athletes in baseball.
I guess there's some fine characters there in baseball.
I guess, but I think there's more characters in other sports. Everyone's just
you think so?
Generic.
It seems like you can be kind of weirder in baseball. Get away with being weirder in baseball.
I don't think as much anymore. Everyone's just a generic white guy or Dominican. You know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe Cuban.
There's people with crazy. There's fat guys and guys with crazy beards and stuff.
That's true. Beards
and like kind of alcoholics, kind of right sometimes.
Beards and pot bellies. Yeah, but it's always after they retire, it's revealed that they're. They're big time alcoholic.
Big Alkies.
Alkies, yeah. Like Wade Boggs, the third baseman for the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
It was like revealed
That's
after.
A great, Wade is a great first name. Just putting it out there if any of you guys are having babies.
Shouts out to the baby makers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wade Boggs. I think he was like a third baseman for the Yankees.
Just drunk the whole time?
Yeah, it was like revealed after he left that... he drank like a 12-pack of beer every day.
That's fucking nuts. He must have felt so cool just going out there all drunk and just killing it.
Yeah, yeah.
He was an all-star, so he was just getting out there drunk on the field in front of everybody, just destroying.
Yeah, and he had a cool mustache, and I don't know, man. It was a different time. I feel like you can't do that anymore, you know.
Too bad.
You can't just go through life drunk. And
why can't we have some drunk athletes?
I don't know. Frankly... I think we need more of them.
There's definitely way too... The most annoying thing about sports is people trying to make athletes like role models and stuff.
Mm-hmm,
it's annoying.
Let them be.
Don't have to be role models and shit, right? Like,
yeah.
Fucking athletes.
This has been another episode of Hot Sport Takes. Hot Sports Takes with Jesse and Thomas. Signing off. Hope you hit a home run. All right, anyways, let's move on to the next song, Jesse.
Okay.
And we're back. Jesse, I stopped the recording and I just realized that that was actually all the songs. So we're done now.
Yep.
There you go. So Jesse, I am very pleased because you seem to overall like all the songs that I sent to you and that we played today.
Yeah, this was a good batch, I felt.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. And it makes me feel, it makes my music opinions feel validated.
Hey.
Yeah,
that's good.
When last time we did this and I had some songs you didn't like, it crushed me on the inside.
A little bit, yeah.
You can ask my lady friend. I was a ball of tears for weeks.
I can give some pretty scathing reviews of YouTube clips.
Yeah.
Just ask people on YouTube videos I've commented on.
Mm. Yeah. YouTube is where we go for fair and balanced and honest opinions on things.
That was my shit for a while, balanced opinions on YouTube. I thought it was hilarious, but it gets no response.
Yeah, I...
Like,
anyway. Like, as I get older, I comment less and less on things, you know?
How's your thing been going where you just leave comments that are what the video's about?
Yeah, I did that for a while.
Not getting any buzz on the online?
Well, I couldn't figure out how to display all of my YouTube comments on one page because I'm dumb at the internet. So the two podcasts ago, I promised that I was going to have a little screenshot of all my comments on YouTube, but then I couldn't figure it out. Anyways.
Oh, well.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, all right, everyone. Well, that has been all of the songs. I hope you enjoyed everything. I hope you discovered some new music. And thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out on iTunes. We are on Twitter, 100K on my wrist. Check out noonedivesforever.com.
Yeah.
What else is there to say, Jesse?
That's it. Don't see the new Godzilla movie if you haven't yet. Don't go see it. It's a piece of shit.
Okay, there you go. Don't go see the new Godzilla movie. I saw it and I fell asleep in the middle.
There you go.
So that's my opinion of it. That's it. So thanks so much for tuning in, everyone, and we'll see you guys next week.